Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, one of our favorite things in our household is Heartstopper, the book and the TV series. And Bradley Richie's was there in season one, very much in season two. I'm assuming he's going to be there for season three. And he joins us now on the phone line. How are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm good. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So you play James, and you very much came to the forefront in season two, his character, your character.
Yes, yeah. I played James McEwen in Heartstopper on Netflix, and my character obviously goes on this journey with Isaac, who's like the bookworm in the show, and yeah, and I fall for Isaac, as some may say.
Yes, you do. So season three, it's not until October, but we keep getting these little teaser snippets, Bradley, like Jonathan Bailey in it and all these good things, so I cannot wait.
It's going to be good. I know it's going to be good.
It's amazing. And, you know, your character is really, really sweet in it. And, I mean, I'm sure, like, he was a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, 100%. I think that when I, like, get roles and stuff like that, I always try and find myself in the character.
Yeah.
And I felt like with that character, I found a lot of myself within the character. So sometimes I wasn't really acting. It was just kind of like, especially when we're in the background with all, like, the cast. Obviously, yeah, we're all similar ages. We'd all just, like, just kind of be ourselves because we all can resonate to our character in some way or another. So it was a lot of fun, and yeah, I was just basically playing myself, so it was hardly acting.
But I think it's just such a brilliant thing to be part of, and I know, like, it's a gentle story, it's an important story, but honestly, Bradley, like, my daughter will be 13 next week, and she was not a big reader until she picked up the books, because they are the graphic novels. She was the opposite to Isaac. So, like, because they are graphic novels, they really, the importance of getting them into reading as well, a lot of kids into reading.
Yeah, 100%. I think I went for the audition and stuff like that. I've never read Heartstopper until I was auditioning for the show.
Mm.
And they're so easy to read, and they're so gripping, and so you don't want to put them down,
no,
especially because it's so visual as well. And I'm quite a visual, like, learner as such. So I think visually seeing it as well as reading it, and then having a TV show for it, it just has this whole, like, this massive craze about it, which I totally understand.
Yeah, completely. And Bradley, just in the beginning of the show, we actually did a piece with a town in Ireland called Galway, and they are the autism friendly town, and they've been nominated for that, and they've started these new initiatives, and it was great to talk to them about it. And you're very progressive and open in talking about your own diagnosis.
Yeah, 100%. I think a lot of the time when I was, like, obviously growing up, I never really saw anyone who spoke about it. And a lot of the time, I think a lot of people who are autistic or neurodivergent, they always feel quite ashamed, and there's a stigma around it. So I've always wanted to, like, speak about it, so younger people, even older people, feel more accepting of themselves, because I think that's one thing that I, like, wasn't a lot of my, like, childhood, not accepting of who I was. So that's why I wanted to give my story as such, and representation in different formats.
Yeah. Is it appropriate to call it a diagnosis? I don't know. I should know.
I think loads of people call it different things. Like, I sometimes say diagnosis. I sometimes don't. I just say sometimes I get told I'm autistic. But I think every autistic person is different about how they know terminology and stuff like that. But I don't find it offensive at all.
And, like, do you think that as a society as a whole, we've kind of moved to a greater understanding, and we've moved away from the whole idea that it's a negative thing? And I know lots of parents that I've spoken to that have children with that, you know, in that scenario, that they're calling it, like, a superpower, and we're being more progressive about it all.
Yeah, 100%. I think, obviously, there's still time to go, and I think, but the more people speak about it in a positive light, as well as, obviously, and not ignoring the struggles and barriers, it does, obviously, being autistic does come with that thing, just keep talking about it positively, and giving more positive representation about the good things about being autistic, and the making, you know, for me, it's like, I'm so much more creative, imaginative, my ideas are crazy, but I don't think I wouldn't want to change me being autistic, because that could have been a factor for my creativity and my imagination.
Yeah.
So I think, talk about the positive a lot more. People won't feel like a stigma and a shame to say I'm autistic, because I never said I was autistic till I was 20, because there was all that, like, stigma and the it just felt like a negative when, but the more people speak about it positively, the more positive people feel about being autistic.
And I need to congratulate you on an engagement. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. It was a shock.
So Scott did the asking then, obviously.
Yes, 100%. I would be too scared.
Do you know, I'm going to be so ageist though, Bradley. I'm like, oh my God, they're so young. But you know, when you know, you know. So it was in a beautiful sunset, Italian setting. I love that so much as well. Now, the big question I have to ask you is, you just finished season 6 Celebrity Big Brother series in March, and you were in the house with one of our very own, Louis Walsh. And how did you find all of that?
Well, I was actually in Belfast the other day with Louis as well. We're doing the Be Perfect store thing, the store opening. And yeah, I think Louis's great. I think he just says it how it is.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched it back, but a lot of the time, a lot of it would be like, you know, like banter. Like a lot of it was like joking banter. But I don't know how he also got edited. But I think he knew why he was there, and he needed to give that.
Yeah.
But he was living with your granddad, really. but yeah, he's very humorous, and he's a very gentle and nice person. So it was kind of crazy living with Louis Walsh as well. A bit like what the hell? But
and like he had his bestie Sharon, and Sharon is very she's very observational and she's quick.
Yeah, she's very, like, I think with her and Louis, they'd always sit there watching people, like, watching how people act and stuff like that. But Louis would think he knows, you know, like, the tea, like, know what's going on. But Sharon wouldn't say that she knew what was going on, but she knew what was going on. so I think, yeah, she's very observant. And me and her got along really well.
Yeah.
I think she's a wonderful woman. And yeah, she has incredible stories as well.
She does.
But yeah.
And Bradley, I wouldn't imagine, I know you had to really talk yourself into going into it, because it is a big risk in many ways. And, you know, we know how tiring it is to be on show or perform for short periods of time, but you could never be off.
No, definitely. I think with me, I think that one of the main reasons I went in, it was like, I trusted myself as a person.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not a horrible person. I would never say anything horrible about anyone, really. Mm. So I think I trusted myself. So I went in there, and I wasn't performing. I was just being me. And I think that obviously was good or bad in some, I don't know. But I think that's all you can do. Otherwise, it will just be tiring, and then you would have a negative experience. But I had the best experience. It was a very positive experience.
Amazing. And before I let you go, I actually forgot, going back to Heartstopper, to tell you that in Ireland, there's a national language, Irish Ós Gaeilge, and they are publishing the Heartstopper books in Irish starting from June.
Oh my God.
Isn't that cool? I think that's really
cool.
That is
so cool.
So they revealed the cover, and Alice has actually already seen it, the author, Alice Orsman, and she loved it. So Heartstopper, the book one, published in Irish this June. It's very exciting.
Amazing.
Isn't it? It's a pleasure to speak to you now, Bradley Richies, and thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Breakfast this morning, and continued success. I cannot wait for season 3. Do you have any spoilers? any little juicy nuggets?
Oh, I want to keep my job.
Bradley, thank you, and take care, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. Bradley Richies from Heartstopper, and thank you so much for joining us.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.